Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. We're going to be talking about seasonal affective disorder, SAD. It's a condition that some of you are familiar with, some of you are completely oblivious to it, that actually happens when there's not enough sunlight. Obviously, we just, you know, turn our clocks back here a couple weeks ago and all those things that happen along with it. So I'll be diving into what it is, what it isn't, what you can do naturally so you don't have to suffer until the sun comes back out fully, you know, in the spring again. So, of course, as always, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us on Instagram as well. You can find us also on podcasts via iTunes. You search for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. You can also you know, search for us on Spotify as well. And you can also call our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, the number is 937-552-7364. So, you know, as always, I like to get started by kind of covering why it is that I get on radio. And I know some of you have been listening for years. Hey, you know, you're going to talk about your mom. Some of you are listening for the first time. I talk about my mom every single actual radio show because it kind of grounds me. It allows me to put my focus on what is actually important. And it is the reason why I'm so passionate about what I do and helping people not ever end up a statistic like my mom did. So my mom called me 9 years ago, soon to be 10 years in February. She called me to tell me that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. And of course, at that moment, she starts crying on the phone. Then, of course, I start crying on the phone as my mom is my hero. And obviously, I see my mom struggle. You know, when I was a young man, I saw her struggle day in and day out as a single mother of three, struggling to put food on the table, roof over our heads. So, you know, she's the most heroic person at that moment. I'm sitting there like, hey, like, what are you gonna do, hero? I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, you're not supposed to get sick. You're not supposed to have any issues. So, son, I know, I'm not doing chemotherapy and radiation. I know that. I don't know what I'm doing, but I know I'm not doing those things. And I'm like, okay, well, fair enough. That's your story. That's your decision. That's, you know, the things you're choosing to do. But of course, great amount of fear fell over my heart because I'm like, well, that's the only thing you can do for cancer, chemotherapy and radiation. I'm like, and surgery. I don't know what else to do. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to trust that God created our bodies to be able to, like, you know, put up with things, you know, major diseases like cancer and such. I'm like, Mom, let's get your spine checked because I'm learning in school right now that if your brain and your body are communicating effectively at 100%, your body ought to function and heal at 100%. So let's get your spine checked. Let's see what's going on. We got her spine checked from the side view of the neck. When you look at the neck on an x-ray, you should have a 45-degree angle on your x-ray. And when we saw my mom's x-ray, we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. My mom's neck was completely straight. She has 0 degrees out of 45, which is not normal. Then from front to back, you are supposed to be completely straight. From T1 through T7, my mom had a bend in her spine going off to the side, putting you know, normal pressure in that area between the shoulder blades. And when I saw it on the x-rays, I'm like, you know, that's not surprising at all because for years, really decades, my mom has suffered from upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections. And every single time she went to the doctor, she always get the same exact answer, which is a pill to cover, obviously, her symptoms that for 10, 20, 30 years, she kept on covering up until she was left with, you know, cancer. So I finally asked my mom, like, hey, why did you finally decide to do things different? She says, son, it's simple. I finally realized that I can die, and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Those grandchildren she's referring to, four of them are my children, Eden, who's 10 years old, Eve, who's 8, Jean-Luc, who's 5, and Ellery, who's 2.5 years old. So my mom chose to take, you know, responsibility for her health in her own hands to afford my kids, nieces, nephews the opportunity of having a grandma in the future. And because of that, I'm thankful, happy, blessed to report that my mom is still alive 9 years post-diagnosis, even though she was told by her doctors, you will be dead in 6 months if you don't follow our treatment. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health. The question I always ask everybody is, who is responsible for your health? Everybody knows the answer. We are all responsible for our own health. But unfortunately, we put our health in the hands of different organizations, companies, and even, quite frankly, some doctors that don't essentially care as much about your health as you do, right? So definitely you have to do something different to not end up as statistics. So again, you have to figure out what is causing your problems so that you can fix those causes, and then your problems and symptoms go away and your body heals like God designed it. So that's why I get on radio every single week. I want to literally equip you, the listener, to do things different. Even if you never come to my office, it's like, it's beyond that. Like, you know, it's literally, some of you are never going to come to my office just because you live too far, or you're just not into the whole chiropractic thing, and that's okay. But if there's one little nugget of information I can give you to do something different for your health, and you can be there for your children or grandchildren in the future, obviously, you know, I'm never going to meet you, but hopefully in heaven we meet, and it's like, hey, dude, you told me to do blah, and I lived an extra 25 years, and I was able to see my granddaughter get married, and awesome, and we'll hug it out, right? But legitimately, it is important that that people know this information. So that's why I get on radio, and that's why I'm literally talking about different topics that are important and applicable at the moment and where we are in life right now, right? So right now, we just got done setting our clocks back a couple weeks ago, and clearly one of the biggest things you notice that even with the extra hour sleep, which is kind of like psychologically what you do, but you really don't, because basically what happens is that you get that extra hour sleep in the morning, and then in the evening you stay a little later because it's like, oh, well, it's really 7 o'clock, which is not really seven, is eight. You know, so you kind of fool your body and you end up actually, like, you know, messing up your whole sleep schedule and your whole circadian rhythm. So, you know, of course there's a reason, and I'm not going to go into the whole reasoning behind the daylight savings time, et cetera, but it happens. Obviously it happens in our country and we have to adapt to it. We spring forward in the spring, we fall backwards in the fall. And the problem is that your body, yes, it's only an hour, and I get that, right? But your body has to adapt to that, through that. And then another thing is that our Earth, you know, is tilted 23.5 degrees, and it's, you know, rotating around the sun. And basically at the time of where we are going around the sun, we're like, you know, the northern hemisphere is like furthest away from the sun, et cetera, which tends to those colder airs that happen in the north that basically, you know, go across the whole United States, the northern portion of the United States, and it causes, you know, it to be cold outside. But not only to be cold outside, but on top of that, it causes a decrease in sunlight exposure to that part of the actual Earth. So with that said, not only does it affect the Earth and the coldness and the warmness of, you know, the air and the waters, etc., it also affects us as humans that live on Earth. We just happen to live on Earth, right? Especially if you live in the north. So you live, like, you know, furthest away from the equator, which is the center of the actual, you know, globe. So the further north and south you are, the colder it's going to be and the less sun you're going to get. So more so less sun in the north and the south, southern hemisphere. Nonetheless, though, the biggest issue is that whenever you're exposed to less sunlight, a cascade of different things happen, one of which is the seasonal affective disorder, SAD for short. And what is it? Let's talk about it. Let's actually dive into what is a seasonal affective disorder. So what it is a condition that is known as basically a form of clinical depression that comes and goes when the seasons change. It's also, you know, known as the winter blues or the winter depression, right? The reason why is because you have a lack of exposure to sunlight. This is what researchers have said. It typically happens from the months of September to essentially April. So because obviously there's hit or miss, and I know we've had a couple of sunny days, which is a blessing. Obviously it's a little warmer than usual the last couple of weeks, you know, off and on with rain here and there, whatever the case is, right? But from September, roughly, you know, September, mid to end September, all the way to like April, you don't have that consistent sunny day every day effect like people in Florida have. So the problem is that you're not exposed to sunlight as much. So for your eyes, it actually throws off your circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm is a rhythm that we have in our brain that wakes you up. You know how, like, sometimes you, like, won't set an alarm, you have nothing to do, you'll go to bed when you're tired and you wake up when you're no longer tired? That's like your natural rhythm, circadian rhythm, when you rise and when you fall, you know, morning and evening, et cetera, right? So the issue is that whenever you're not exposed to any sunlight, you actually start creating a imbalance in chemicals in your brain, specifically neurotransmitters such as serotonin and melatonin. So the issue is that these levels go obviously out of whack, and that creates a ton of issues in you as a person. So some of the actual issues that it creates is this feeling of like downness, decrease in energy. The problem is that you're decreasing energy and you're kind of tired all the time. But then like, when you go to sleep, you can't sleep, right? Like it, you think about that. Like, man, I'm tired. I'm groggy. I'm dragging, you know, my body to work and dragging myself to go whatever. And then you lay on your bed and you're literally ready to like fall asleep and you can't sleep. And you toss and turn and you're like, you know, wide awake and you're like, but I'm tired, I'm exhausted, right? So again, that's one of the symptoms. Also, you just feel like this depressive feeling, like, ah, I don't really want to do anything. I don't want to be around people. You have a decrease in sex drive. Also, you literally, your appetite changes because you start creating essentially a hormonal imbalance that makes you crave sugary foods or even salty foods. And then it leads to a lot of snacking and even weight gain, right? So definitely some of the issues that happen with seasonal affective disorder. And also you lose interest in like doing activities with, you know, friends and family, et cetera. You also lose, you know, the ability to concentrate very well. And then just overall just have low energy. So those are the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. Some of you are like, Dr. Juan, you just described my life. Like that's what I'm dealing with right now. Ever since like, you know, the end of the summer, like I feel that way. So what happens is, again, decrease in the serotonin and melatonin levels, decrease in serotonin and increase in melatonin levels, and that affects your entire mood and the way your body actually can function and be able to adapt through the day. And it all comes down to the circadian rhythm. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to be diving into serotonin, melatonin, and what that is and how they actually affect your SAD if you do have it, and also what you can do, maybe this next segment after that, what you can do to start affecting this actual issue naturally. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton Susan Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Of course, if you want to talk to somebody, you know, you can text, you know, you can actually hit that number too and talk to one of our team members. Or if you want to text, you can text that again. That number is 937-552-7364. Again, if you want to get a hold of us. So coming back from the break, I was talking about seasonal affective disorder. SAD is something that happens to people whenever they actually are exposed to the lack of, you know, sun and more darkness through the day. Due to obviously daylight savings time and all that good stuff that happens in the winter. So basically you want to understand that it's all because your circadian rhythm and also the serotonin and melatonin levels fluctuating. So I want to dive into that a little bit before you know, I get too far along giving you tips on what to do so you understand what's actually happening. So whenever you when you experience SAD, melatonin, it's basically the neurotransmitter that is created in the pineal gland in your brain. It's just behind the pituitary gland. This actual neurotransmitter is created that makes you feel sleepy. And it's produced at a higher level during SAD, especially when there's a lack of sunlight. Because basically, the lack of sunlight, the lack of light going into your eyes, you know, it's like kind of the same thing. Like you put somebody in a dark room long enough, eventually they'll get sleepy. Why? Because your brain is thinking like, wait a minute. I know it's like, it feels like it's daylight time, but right now this is really dark. So it must not be. So you start creating actually more melatonin. And then what happens, you get sleepy and you feel like lethargic and you feel kind of like, I don't want to really do anything. I want to sit here on the couch and kind of nap on and off as I watch, you know, the game or whatever the case is. Right. So the melatonin levels go up, basically making you more tired, more sleepy, more lethargic through your day. And then the other thing that happens is that your serotonin levels go down. So serotonin levels go down, And it's all because of a lack of vitamin D in your body from the lack of sunlight exposure to your skin. So whenever we're exposed to sunlight, especially, you know, in the summer, you know, most of our clothes are off. We have shorts and t-shirts or even tank tops or whatever. So more of our skin exposed. If you're outside, you're getting that exposure to the sun. That sun activates, you know, vitamin D on your skin and your body actually creates it. Well, vitamin D plays a very important role in regulating hormones and neurotransmitters, especially the gut, in the gut. So serotonin levels, 80% of them are created in the gut. And if you have lower levels of vitamin D because you're not exposed to as much sun, therefore that could create a condition in where your serotonin levels are depleting and then your melatonin levels are going up, causing you to be tired, sleepy, slightly depressed, uninterested, and you can't focus, which is why you have to address the neurotransmitter slash hormonal factor whenever you're dealing with SAD, because clearly, if not, you're going to be chasing the wrong problem cause and fixing the wrong actual cause of your issue. So definitely, definitely important you understand that the lack of sunlight is the main reason why the actual brain gets tricked into not producing enough serotonin via sending messages to the gut, and secondly, producing an extreme amount or higher amount of melatonin, again, causing you to literally feel sleepy, lethargic, and uninterested. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290-95.7 WHIO, Dances and Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can text that number, and, you know, again, 937-552-7364. You can also, obviously, you know, call that number, hit option 2, talk to one of our team members. Nonetheless, there's a million and one ways to get a hold of us if you want the information. So, again, you'll find us on Facebook, Instagram, also on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. There's a plethora of ways that you can actually get a hold of us if you want what we have and be able to help you naturally without drugs and surgery when it comes to achieving natural health. So just coming back from a break, if you're just joining us, welcome. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder. Not a very fun topic, but it's a topic that you have to actually know about, because clearly either you, your family members, kids, you know, spouse, et cetera, could be affected by this, and then you're not really sure what's going on with them, and then you can actually best support them understanding this if you're not dealing with it yourself. So seasonal affective disorder, just a quick recap, it's a condition that arises when the actual brain is not having enough exposure to sunlight via the eyes and also the skin via, you know, obviously being outside in the summer, and that leads to a decrease in serotonin levels and also a decrease in vitamin D levels in your body. So definitely something that would then affect not only your mood but also a plethora of other issues in your body that can actually show up as well. So definitely something that people need to be aware of and actually do something about. So some of the symptoms that people, you know, experience, if you're just joining us right now, it are the following symptoms: a decrease in energy, trouble sleeping, loss of interest in activities, difficulty concentrating, depressive feelings, just feeling kind of down, a decreased sex drive, and also appetite or weight gain changes. So like you either go berserk and eat a ton, or you're like super, you know, kind of like uninterested in food and not hungry at all, right? Another thing that happens is sugar addictions and cravings of carbs and comfort foods are something that are some things that are actually increasing in people that have seasonal affective disorder as the winter goes on, right? And you're continuing to deal with this winter blues, right? So essentially very important that you keep your body eating the correct foods and doing the right thing, because it's going to affect your mood differently if you do the right thing. So now, what can you do? Like, okay, great, Dr. Juan, you described it pretty well. Like, I get it. I probably have seasonal affective disorder. What can you do? So let's go, again, I always like to compare and contrast, not because either one is good or bad, but I want to leave the option up to you on your lap as a decision to make, you know, if you decide to do something, right? So you have two options when it comes to dealing with seasonal affective disorder. Let's go through the actual normal way that doctors would go about it if you were to go to your medical doctor. So, you know, the treatment would be, guess what? You would be given an actual medication if it gets bad enough. Essentially, the only solution you really have is that, well, it's seasonal affective disorder, kind of like, not necessarily get over yourself, but, you know, without saying that, get over yourself, like, you'll be fine, just go on with life. It's just, you know, seasonal, so don't worry about it, right? So that's solution number one. If you're bad enough and you continue to, like, complain enough and go back to the doctor over and over and over, eventually you're going to be told, like, hey, we can put you on this medication short term while the seasonal affective disorder is here, and then when it goes away, then we take away the medication. That's like the medical option, right? It doesn't seem all that bad. It's like, you know what, it's only a few months, September to April, so September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, so like a long time, right? So September to April is a long time, so you can literally get medications. Let's just call it, let's say there's just like 5 months, right? 5 months, you know, still a long time, right? So 5 months of taking a medication. Then what happens when the sun comes out? Oh, I'm really happy, go lucky, et cetera. But what you just did is you created a chemical dependency in your body. Because whenever you get your body, you know, medications, I mean, it says it, I'm literally sharing what it says on the bottles, right? You create a dependency, not an addiction. You create a dependency chemically inside of your body, physiologically, that your body gets used to getting these chemicals to alter its, you know, state. And you utilize those chemicals instead of actually, you know, creating those chemicals yourself. So that's the issue. So that's the actual medical way of doing it. Again, nothing against it. Like, if you're like that bad and like terribly suffering, and the only solution at that moment to make sure you don't do anything crazy or whatever the case is, like, okay, I get it. Time, you know, there's a time and a place for medicine, and there's a lot of different reasons out there. But should that be your first, you know, choice? And secondly, too, like, you got to think, you go to your doctor for seasonal affective disorder the first time, hey, let's just monitor and see what happens, and then, you know, if we need to give you something later, we will. You know, it's kind of like the watch and wait and see what happens. Watch, wait, and see what happens. Like, especially as, like, every year you're getting older and things are happening. So that's the options, again, with the medical model. Of course, there's a lot of alternatives within the medical model that revolve around, you know, a little bit of medication along with some, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, et cetera. That's awesome, right? But I don't want you to get to that point. I want to prevent you from ever having to deal with that. You might be dealing with seasonal affective disorder. So I'm going to give you a couple of things that you should do before you ever show up to your doctor's doorstep and say, hey, I need help because I'm depressed during the winter. Not a problem. So now what we're going to do is we're going to walk through what you should do naturally and try this first before you go get on a medication that could potentially not only alter you in a different way, but also create side effects in other organs and create other diseases potentially, because obviously no drug is absolutely 100% safe with no toxicity side effect behind it. So clearly there could be something that could happen as a side effect from medication. So some of the things you can do in order to start affecting the seasonal affective disorder, you know, positively with natural things are the following. So treating it with some natural remedies, right? So I actually did this because I am originally from Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican and Dominican. I grew up in the islands, you know, sunny like every day of the week, unless it was like a hurricane or raining. And even that happened and the sun would come right back out. I don't think I experienced any temperature lower than probably like, I want to say maybe 75 degrees my entire childhood until I was 13 years old. And I came to the United States of America. So literally moved from Puerto Rico to Pennsylvania. Couldn't be more drastic. And I had this, and I didn't even realize what it was until I was doing a radio show a few years ago, and I was, like, talking about this topic again. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's exactly how I felt when I was in eighth grade, when I came to the States and I was in Pennsylvania and school starts in the fall. So like I was coming home, sun was down, I was doing my homework and I was sitting there like watching reruns of Spider-Man, like just depressed. Because I had seasonal affective disorder. And like, and again, I wasn't like depressed, like really bad. I was kind of like, oh, like didn't really have much interest in anything other than like maybe playing video games and, you know, whatever, playing sports a little bit. So one of the things that I then realized, I'm like, oh, I may have some of this from time to time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually start doing something positive about it. So one of the things you can do is get a light box. And basically, a light box is exactly what it sounds like, right? So we're all, you know, like red light therapy and blah, blah, blah therapy and all these different light therapies, right? You know, like there are lights that they sell that actually have the same spectrum reading of like light as the sun. It mimics the sun like 97%, you know, accurate, right? So guess what you do? You get a light box and you literally look at it. Like you sit in front of it or you put it in your room and it's like lighting up the room, almost like creating the fact that it's sunny outside feeling. That actually has been shown in studies to help people see improvements when it comes to seasonal affective disorder. Again, you want to be exposed to this light for about 15 to 30 minutes or so a day, you know, to get your brain to think like, oh, there's sunlight out there. Again, it's not going to replace the need for like a vitamin D supplement because it's not activating the same exact, you know, way that the sunlight would, but it's definitely going to get your brain and your eyes to start registering like, oh, my melatonin level shouldn't be this high. It's not dark outside. It's actually sunny outside, right? So a light box is a really good thing to incorporate if you're having issues with seasonal affective disorder or SAD. The second thing you can do is actually keep exercising. I know it's really tough to like kind of want to get out of the bed in the morning once you finally fell asleep after you toss and turn for like an hour and a half and you know, you're craving a bunch of foods and you're just not feeling well, you know, overall, not necessarily sick, but at least like you just feel like blah, right? The last thing you want to do is get out of your bed and go outside in the cold and work out. Like, I get it. I'm human too. Listen, I've been there. I work out 3 times a week, you know, and outside and then a couple other times a week inside. It kind of stinks. It does stink to run out in that really, really frigid cold from time to time. I had the opportunity to run in the polar vortex that we had a few years back in negative whatever degree with a mask on and everything, and that was brutal. So, like, I understand, right? But it is important to move your body. Again, that's going to help you actually get those hormones nice and leveled so your body doesn't go into this depleted hormone state, creating the cascade of events that are necessary for seasonal affective disorder to actually increase, right? So it keeps the hormones, the neurotransmitters like serotonin and melatonin, keeps those in check. So, and it also gives you energy. Like, I know it sounds counterproductive, but whenever you work out, especially if you don't overdo it, if you don't run all the time and you go run a 5-mile run, you're going to be tired, right? So, like, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if you like work out every once in a great while and you get back to like a routine of like working out 3 times a week, and then you work out and you realize like, man, like when I work out later on in the day, I just feel more energetic, right? Because you warmed up your engine. It's like you're about to, you know, race in a race in a car. You're not going to turn the car on and just go from 0 to 100 in like 7 seconds, right? You're going to warm that engine up. You're going to wait for the, you know, coolant and the oil gets to, you know, nice and loosened up, et cetera, and the filter and all the pressures and all that stuff to get nice and, you know, good before you take off and run the engine really high at really high speeds, right? Same is true with our bodies. You have to essentially warm it up and then get it ready. And then once that car is going, you know, you can run it for 10 hours straight. Like hours 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, those hours are doing great because it got warmed up in the first, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. So very important that you keep exercising. Not only all that happening, there's a ton of like super nerdy chemical stuff that's happening. Like endorphins are going up, your blood vessels dilate, you have NOx or NO2 in your bloodstream, lowering your blood pressure. It stimulates like bowel movements. It cleans your blood. Literally, it does so many things. And it also increases the focus, actual neurotransmitters and hormones, balances hormones so you can focus better, you breathe better, your blood pressure drops, right? Your heart rate slows down. legitimately, there's so many benefits to exercising. I can literally do the rest of the show and just talk about benefits. But again, you'll probably just get bored and, you know, turn into the channel. But legitimately, exercise is very, very important. The next thing is adding a vitamin D supplement, right? You're not actually getting exposed to the sun. Therefore, you're not creating as much on your skin by getting exposed to the sun. So you have to supplement with an actual vitamin D supplement in order to keep those vitamin D levels high enough to allow the hormones and everything to regulate. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton Season Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, and great. Enjoy your life. Also want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. So I want to, you know, welcome you back. For those of you who's joining us, we've been talking about seasonal affective disorder. You know, and again, like, it's just one of those things that's happening right now because it's the time of the season of the year. You know, the sun's not out as much. We got holidays right around the corner. So early happy Thanksgiving to all of you listening. You know, but legitimately, like, you got all the stressors of life going on, working jobs, etc. The sun's not out as much, creating a ton of actual lethargic, low energy, depressive state like mentality because your body's off, right? So again, some of the tips that I was talking about in the previous segment of what you can do: number one, get a light box. Number two, keep exercising. So do make sure you work out. And then number three is add a vitamin D supplement, because again, your vitamin D levels are plummeting because you're not actually exposed to the sun, you know, sunlight on a daily basis. Another thing is that you got to get outside. I know that counterproductive, especially for people that don't like being cold. I get it. But legitimately, you got to get outside. Why? Because legitimately, even if it's cold outside, and even if you get a little bit of sunshine, it's not even about like having sunshine on your skin. It's about getting that exposure, that sunlight. Even when like it's cloudy outside and overcast, it's still lighter outside because some of the sun UV rays get through the clouds, because otherwise it'd be completely dark, right? Literally, like, those rays are still beneficial to your brain via the eyes, because literally you're going to be exposed to that sunlight. Again, like, when it's cloudy outside, that light that you see through the clouds is still sun. Like, I know it's like a really like normal thing to know, but it's something we forget. It's not like artificial light that's being turned on. Because again, if you fly and you fly on one of those cloudy, heavy cloudy days, just very compacted, a bunch of clouds, right? As soon as you get above the clouds, it doesn't matter what the temperature is outside. Guess what you see? The sun. Nice and clear sky, right? So literally, that sunlight is still coming through. So getting outside and getting a glimmer of that sunshine, you know, that's coming through the clouds, even though it's cloudy, into your eyeballs is going to then create that actual circadian rhythm reset and allow you to actually control and get the serotonin and melatonin levels nice and leveled out, so you're not dealing with the issues you're dealing with. Another thing you can do during the seasonal affective disorder season is talk to a counselor, even talk to your friends, family, whatever. Just let people know how you're doing. Talk about your struggles. Talk about the things that you're dealing with. So, because clearly it's important. It's important to let the stuff out. Better out than in, as, you know, we say. That's what we say in football and in the military. And there's always, you know, some sort of bodily gas or sound that was not pleasant but funny to us because we're a bunch of guys, right? But legitimately, like, better out than in. Sometimes you have to share the heavy burdens that we carry. We're not in this alone. We're not supposed to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone, which is why God created Eve, right? So legitimately, it is important to have communion, fellowship with other people that are like-minded, and share your actual struggles. Share the things that you're dealing with, so, because then you can literally be sure to take that weight off your shoulders. And second, people can pray for you or, you know, think about you or, you know, thoughts or whatever, and just put positive thoughts or whatever. You know, in our household, we pray for people. That's what we do. But again, it is important to let it out, because literally carrying that burden is what leads people to make really, really bad decisions. Not necessarily suicide, but, you know, just bad decisions overall in a lot of different aspects. And one of the last things you can do is eat a healthy diet. Eating a bunch of really bad foods is not good for your gut microbiome. If your vitamin D levels are low, your serotonin levels are low, your melatonin levels are high, and then you eat really crappy foods, guess what? You're going to have seasonal affective disorder not only during the season of no sun, you're going to have that during the season of sun, because you're going to slowly convert your gut microbiome and your good healthy bacteria into unhealthy bacteria, and that's going to perpetuate the cycle of the issue that you're having. So very important that you eat a really, really good, obviously, diet that is low in the starchy, really sugary, really unhealthy processed foods, because that's going to make a humongous difference in your body. So that is all I got for today. Thank you so much for joining me again. Have a blessed weekend. Happy Thanksgiving early this upcoming week. And again, you're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. The power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.